It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. It's time for Spellebration, the 26th annual Spellebration, actually. This year's theme is Broadway to Literacy, Spellebration the Musical. As in the past, Martha from Literacy Outreach has come in costume. So you are Annie.
Yes, I am.
You're hoping to spell tomorrow because it's only a day away. Steve Shute tells me that, so this is King Arthur.
King Arthur?
Or to use the Austin Powers pronunciation, King Arthur.
Arthur.
Right. Okay. So what's the sun on the, maybe I'm missing a historical
oh, yes. Yes, you're missing a historical reference. I've been in several musicals over the years, but I was in Camelot, of course, but my favorite was Spamalot. And this is my costume from Spamalot. Spum.
And has always been the case, at least since we've been involved, Literacy Outreach has shared in the benefit of Spellebration with the CMC Learning Labs. Penny Forquhar is here with us today as well. And I said your last name correctly.
Very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
And what's that question that everybody always asks you?
Is it the same as Lord Farquaad in Shrek?
No, it is not, because that's Farquaad with a D at the end.
Excellent.
See, I pay attention.
Now you get to spell it.
That I could not do. Not even close. Fortunately, you don't have to spell names. It's just really complicated words, right?
Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow, TOMORROW.
Better than me.
Is that one of the first words? I'm already halfway there. No. Okay.
Well, like we might give you an encore.
Encore?
Yeah,
E-N-C-O-R-E? You're putting me on the spot early. Isn't it?
We'll get to that later.
Right,
I knew you
exactly.
Could handle it.
Spellebration handle, H-A-N-D-L-E. No, I'm sorry. Spellebration happens this year, by the way, on Friday, April 5th, 6 o'clock at La Quinta. Formerly the Ramada Inn,
yes.
Downstairs in their big banquet rooms downstairs. It's free for spectators. The way you make money is teams of spellers get together. They pay an entry fee, and then there are certain ways to buy passes, right?
Yes, so you can buy or spell your way to bragging rights as the best spellers in Garfield County.
But you cannot buy the final round, right?
That's correct.
That's right.
Final couple rounds you cannot buy.
Okay. That makes it fair.
Yes. Yes.
How many teams is the max?
33 is our max.
Okay.
We're getting close.
And folks can register just by calling the office, or do you have something set up on the website?
Or you can download a form on the website, www.literacyoutreach.org, and look under the events tab and you'll see Spellebration. You can download a form. You can give us a call at 945-5282.
And it's so the reason that Steve is always dressed in costume, aside from the fact that he enjoys it, the reason why you frequently come in costume to talk about Spellebration is because it is kind of a costume thing, too.
Yeah.
You encourage folks to come in costume. That's why you have the theme, right?
Yes, yes. So teams of three, and the theme changes every year, so the costumes usually revolve around the theme, and we do give a prize for best costume, too.
And Penny, I feel a little bit like you're the straight man today.
Yes.
The straight person.
Yes, not in costume.
Not in costume. Now, I think you mentioned that you're actually taking over this year at CMC Learning Labs.
Ooh. Or I've been working there since 2008.
Okay.
So
you, this is not your first Spellebration.
No. No.
Do you dress up for the
yes.
spelling bee? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do each of you have your own teams that compete? It probably wouldn't be fair to you to actually compete with everybody. So you're just there in costume to help everybody and encourage everybody else.
Yeah. We each ask
how good of a speller Martha is.
How good of a speller are you, Martha?
I'm not. I'm really good at organizing.
So what's the story, Steve? Clue us in.
I don't know why they started this when they weren't, in fact, good spellers, but there's enough spellers out there that think they're good spellers that we can field a few teams.
Well, it's ironic you would mention that. If you've seen the trophy, you know that KMTS is on there at least a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
And that's with no member of the staff. We had our engineer who, you know, is a contractor, you know, who's technically not an employee that was on the team. So maybe at arm's length, but, you know, same kind of thing. If it's not in the Google or, you know, something that tells me that I'm spelling something wrong, I was never a great speller. That did not help.
Well, you know, in 1999, the theme for the event was, I can't remember the exact name, but it was, can you survive the crash of your spell checker?
Oh.
Y2K. Y2K. Can you survive, you know, because
right.
computers were supposed to crash.
Right, right,
cetera,
right.
So
yeah.
Doom and gloom was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow we got through it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember that. That's And here we are 20 years later. And I am a worse speller now than I was then. And I always, the one I always have, there are certain ones I always have trouble with, like across. Across has two C's and two S's. Right?
No.
No.
See?
No.
There
no.
you go. See? This is why we have spell check. Believe it or not, I actually went to a couple spelling bees when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
I did just well enough to be eliminated in the first, because we always had to go to a different school to actually have the spelling bee, right? So we got the day off, pretty much. I did just well enough to make it there and get through the first round, and then we got to play outside for the rest of the day while the smart kids were actually still participating.
Well, I would say you were the smarter one. You got to go outside.
Rewarded by a day off.
How much does it cost to field a team for Spellibration?
It's $200, and word passes are $25.
Okay. So if you were going to buy your way all the way to the semifinal round, you know, I'm just thinking ahead, Penny. Come on, help me out here. How much would it be?
For you?
For anybody. The rules are the same for anybody, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Depends on the word. It's completely dumb luck on which word you get.
And who's in the room competing with you?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
so it really varies.
Okay.
It might be another $100 of word passes to not have to spell anything.
So like $300 or so dollars.
Yeah.
For a team of, is it specific team size?
Teams of three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a...
You could go lower.
Okay. But a maximum of three. So you can't have a team of 20 people.
No.
Because by the time you get that big, you're going to have somebody that's going to know how to spell every word, you would think.
Yes.
Or you would hope.
For $200, and that supports adult literacy here in the Valley, you can just enjoy the costumes and the beverages.
So a cash bar that night as well?
Yes.
Okay. So it's an adults-only kind of thing. Or do you, I mean, can kids spectate?
We have.
Obviously, they'll be checking IDs.
We have high schoolers spelling.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they will not be drinking.
They will not be drinking. Well.
Again, the website is literacyoutreach.org. The phone number is 945-5282. So who does benefit from this event every year and why is it important? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Martha Fredendahl from Literacy Outreach, Penny Forquhar from CMC Learning Labs, and Steve Shute, Speller Helper. Right? That works.
That's good enough.
All right. Remind me, you're an engineer in real life.
Yeah,
right?
Sort of. Yeah.
You don't get to dress like this in... normally at the desk job.
If I did, it would be weird.
So it's pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same.
That's right.
Again, Literacy Outreach and CMC Learning Labs present Broadway to Literacy, Spellebration, the Musical, Friday, April 5th, 6 o'clock at La Quinta Inn and Suites downtown, downstairs, I should say, in Glenwood. Again, if you want to sign up a team. Do you have a team deadline, by the way,
Martha? We do, March 29.
Okay. So sign up by this Friday for a team. Otherwise, come on out and spectate.
Yes.
And dress in costume either way as your favorite character from a musical. So, Penny, talk about CMC Learning Labs. Again, you share the benefit of mm-hmm. This event every year for the last 25, now 26 years
right.
this year.
Right.
So what do you do there?
Well, CMC has had a program for GED students who want to get their high school equivalency diploma. And so we help with that. We help with we have prep classes. And our money that we make from Spellebration goes to help the students directly. GED testing is expensive. It costs $150 to pass all four tests. That's mandated by the state of Colorado. And so we have money to help students pay for that.
What are those four tests? Are they all like different areas, or is there mm-hmm. like a math, science, mm-hmm. that kind of thing?
Yeah, math, science, social studies, and reading and writing.
Okay. $150. How often are those tests given?
As soon as the student is ready to try to pass the test.
So once you get them through your prep program, you can actually administer the test as well?
Well, we have a testing center.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they can take and pay for one test at a time.
Okay. So it'd be the same testing place that they would go for the GRE or whatever other aptitude test that you would take through CMC.
Yes.
Okay. You want to talk about expensive tests, speaking of which, how much is the GRE? I forget. It's up there, like over $500, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I think. Anyway. So you help these students prepare for and take the general equivalency diploma test.
Mm-hmm.
How important in this day and age is a high school diploma or a GED?
Oh, it's huge.
It's really huge. I hear so much about how hard it is to get a job if you don't have a college degree, much less a high school GED or diploma of some kind.
For almost any entry-level job, locally anyway, and probably everywhere, you won't be able to advance in that job unless you have your high school equivalency diploma.
How long does it usually take to get somebody ready to take the GED?
If it's someone just out of, you know, that hasn't been out of high school very long, it might not take very long, maybe a semester. If they've been out of school for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, who knows how many years, it could take a year, 2 years to get back up.
Funny that you would mention that. I don't know, Martha, Steve, you guys, particularly when my kids were in high school and they would come home with math problems and that kind of thing. And it all, Penny, obviously for you too, it all sounded familiar, but I'm looking at it trying to help and I'm thinking, okay, how does this work again?
If you're over 40, it's hard to pass high school again.
Yeah. Well, and
really
of course, with math, I think they've changed the way they teach math now. Of course, it made perfect sense to the kids. But, you know, obviously I took algebra and I understand variables and the concept. They started teaching with just variables. So there were no numbers. It's like, how can you solve a math problem if there are no numbers? But, of course, it was one of those things where they're teaching the concept as opposed to, you know, an actual real-world problem. So, Penny, when you're going through this GED process, are you teaching students, are you teaching the test, or are you actually working toward actual comprehension so that the students understand the concepts that are being applied when they actually take these four tests?
Both.
Okay. So you obviously want them to succeed and pass the test, and yet the whole purpose of having the GED is the fact that you have that general knowledge, so you kind of, if you will, ride the fence a little bit.
Right. And most people come on board with an area in which they feel more confident, and then there may be others where they've forgotten. Like, if you don't have math in your job, typically you forget math. So you will need help with that.
Right. I still remember the light bulb moment when I realized, because we used to have to do a lot of time calculation here. I still remember the light bulb moment when I realized that time was hex-based. Right? Think about it. 60 seconds in a minute, right? I think that's right, anyway.
That's right.
You're the engineer, Steve. Help me out. Of course, it's hard to take a test in order to even get that far or study for the test, Martha. You have to know how to read. And that's where literacy outreach comes in.
Yeah. So we tutor adults that struggle with reading, writing, math, or English. So we also do English as a second language. In addition, we also teach financial literacy classes, and we help students prepare for the citizenship exam. So those really basic life skills, but also we prepare them to go to the learning labs. We work a lot, pretty closely with Colorado Mountain College. And this year in 2018, we had five of our learners attend their home health care in Rifle. And they earn their home health care certificates so they can work in a home.
That's great.
So what is a home health care certificate? Is that, are we talking about not hospice per se, but someone that would come into the home and help somebody that needed a little extra help, mm-hmm. you know, regardless what their physical or health condition?
Yeah, so okay. They would learn how to lift properly, attend to certain things to look for when they might need to alert.
Okay.
Somebody else about a medical issue, or they might do light housekeeping and cooking in the home.
Transitions, as they are called in that business, right?
Yeah.
Moving from the bed to a chair or seated to standing, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Sort of the step before practical nursing. You know, you can get an LPN.
A step before a CNA.
Yeah.
Then it would be LPN, then RN, et cetera.
But it's a step.
I come from a family of nurses.
But it's a step.
Then PA and then a full-blown doctor, right? Would that be the next two steps? I don't know. I'm just throwing letters out here, you know.
Well, there's NP in there and there's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Let's not forget that. Okay. Oh, my. Reminds me, remember what they used to say? Those that can do, those that can't do, teach. Those that can't teach, administrate. Yeah. That's what they told me anyway. I'm like, here, go over here, fill out some paperwork. Stay away from us. Stay away from the business end, as you might say. Yeah. Again, Broadway to Literacy, Spellebration, the musical. How could it not be? Well, every year you pick a theme that's going to work well with costumes, I think. You know, do you have a favorite theme, by the way, Martha? Has there been one theme that you've done at Spellebration that you've been like, you know, maybe do that one again. Penny, you've been involved in quite a few as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, you're shaking your head, yes.
Yeah, I loved the case of the missing word.
Oh, that was good.
Our mystery theme. That's
our mystery theme. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. 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 My personal favorite was Alice in Wordland.
Yes, that was a good one.
Actually, as I recall, Steve dressed as Alice that year.
Yeah, I've been. In fact, I see that Martha's wearing my dress today. I'm really offended.
We believe in recycling.
I've been sort of bi over these years. I've been both men and women, probably about 50-50, and, you know, had some pretty good ones. Martha Stewart, yes.
Oh, my.
The King, Elvis.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot Elvis. You were...
Austin Powers. Yeah, baby.
That's right. I'm trying to remember the chef. Julia Child.
Julia Child.
That was funny. The garden theme. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
the Garden of Eden.
We're kind of getting off topic here. Martha, do you have a favorite theme over there?
No, that I do. I like the fairy tale. I wanted to recycle that one. I just lent to so many costumes. But
who decides what the theme will be every year? I mean, is it pretty much your decision, or do you sit down with the folks at CMC Learning
Lab? It's a group decision, and there's red wine involved.
Okay, fair enough.
And several meetings because of that.
Sounds like a top secret kind of thing. All right, so again, if you would like to participate in Spellebration 2019, Broadway to Literacy, Spellebration the Musical. Who is doing the hosting this year, by the way? Do you know yet?
Our pronouncer?
Yes.
Or MC? Pronouncer. Our pronouncer will be Don Parkinson.
Okay. And who is the MC?
That will be Bruce Leyland. Okay. You might know him. I think he's the former mayor of Newcastle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, of course, Steve will be the speller helper?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So the way, by the way, for those of you that are listening, the way the speller helper works, if you or your team cannot figure out how to spell a word, Steve will give you his opinion. I'm guessing he's probably right most of the time.
Enough that it's bad to guess against me, but...
but not often enough that it's a given that you're right.
But okay. I miss one fairly frequently.
I would say he misses one word per event.
One word per event is not bad. As long as it's not in the final round, I'd say you're doing pretty well. And actually, can you use the speller helper in the final round?
No.
I didn't think. So the last two rounds, you're completely on your own.
Yes.
No speller helper, no buying your way past.
That's right.
And again, things get a little dicey sometimes. You know, people get competitive.
Yeah, and if you remember, you know, Steve spells the word, and then the team has to decide whether he spelled it correctly or not.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then they still have to, if they think he spelled it incorrectly, they still have to come up with how it's spelled, right?
No, they're done.
What? Oh.
They don't have to spell it.
I did not realize this.
No, they just have to bet correctly, so it's a game of chance.
Oh.
Yeah. 50-50.
Yeah.
That makes, okay. That makes things a little more interesting.
And it's 50-50-50, so it's they have a 50-50
chance. So it's only a 33% chance. That's what you said.
No. Actually, it's they have a 50-50 chance. They can say yes or no that he spelled it correctly, but it's $50 to you, Steve.
Okay.
The price of two word passes.
Okay. So a word pass to just get rid of it altogether, $25. If you want Steve to help you, it's $50, but then you still have to decide whether he's right or not.
Yes, but remember, when you use a word pass, you get another word.
And you could do worse.
Oh. You're only passing the word.
So if you use me, then you have a reasonably better chance of knowing.
Okay. So if I'm playing the odds, I would probably go to the speller helper every time rather than just the word pass. Okay. So you're not really passing the word. You're just getting a new word.
Correct. So you pass the
word. I did not realize that. I'm learning a lot, Penny, about how this works.
Yeah, it's definitely
you'd think
a lot
I'd have it figured out by now.
So it's $25 the first time you pass the word in per round, okay? So if you get the word dog and you pass it, it's the price of a word pass, which is $25. But say you don't know how to spell and you get the word musical and you don't know how to spell the word musical, you can pass that, but then it doubles. So then it's two word passes. And if you want to try it a third word because you still can't spell musical, then it becomes $100.
Okay. So things can get really expensive.
Yes.
So start reading the dictionary is what we're saying here.
A big and unabridged dictionary.
Again, you can learn more at literacyoutreach.org. Just click on events, and you can always call 945-5282. Event is absolutely free for spectators, and if you want to sign up a team of a maximum of three, it's $200. Back to wrap things up, we'll recognize some sponsors and silent auction again this year as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, talking with Martha Fredendahl from Literacy Outreach, Penny Farquhar from CMC Learning Labs. Why do you smile at me every time I say her name, Martha? I feel like I'm saying
smiling.
It wrong or something.
It's getting more and more French as we go on.
Well, it happens. And Steve, speaking of getting more and more French, Steve Shute is here as well. Always a fun time. Literacy Outreach is Spellebration is one of my favorite things, favorite interviews. Again, if you want to sign up a team or learn more about the event, you can call 945-5282, go to literacyoutreach.org. Again, it's a spectator event, and speaking of spectators, spectators can participate in this silent auction that you will do on Friday the 5th as well.
Yes.
You taking somebody up again this year, Steve?
I am.
Okay.
Dressed in costume, of course.
Isn't that against FAA rules or something like that? Remind me, you've got like a 182?
Yes. Okay. You have to look past the costume and realize that I've been a pilot for 40 years. I have a Cessna 182, and I'll give, for the successful bidder, I'll give you a 1.5 hour flight anywhere you want around Glenwood, which can be a long ways to Marble or Black Canyon or Crested Butte or a bunch of other places.
I was going to say 45 minutes in the air, it will get you quite a ways.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what, because you've been doing this for a number of years, what's the most interesting place somebody asked you to take them?
Oh, wow. Well, we've been to Black Canyon. I have a nice route that goes out to Black Canyon. We've been out to the Colorado National Monument.
Oh.
Fly around there. That's beautiful.
Okay.
And you can almost make it up to Dinosaur Park and back.
Oh, up to like Browns Canyon.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah. If you want
cool.
to throw in a little bit of extra fuel, I'll go that way.
Right?
It's not like we almost make it there. It's like for an
obviously
hour and a half
made it
of
back.
Credit.
Yeah. How much fuel does it take to fly an hour and a half?
Oh, it's probably 12 gallons or so.
Okay.
12 or 18 gallons.
Okay. So it, what is Avgas? Probably like
$5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $5 another gallon. So
yep.
I don't know. Spend the whole afternoon with Steve. He
That's
can take
right.
you all over the state.
I'll always fly.
All right. Any time in the air is when we're talking about something else. I don't want to mention it so things don't get confused. But you know, any time in the air is time well spent. Right.
That's right. That's right.
Other silent auction items that will be given away, Penny.
We have a flat right in the center of London for 7 nights. That is a fabulous opportunity.
I think that's another one that's been there every year.
Yeah, but it's so great. And we have a condo in Moab. We have lots of certificates from local restaurants, hairdressers.
Rounds of golf, that kind of thing, probably.
Yes, fabulous from Aspen Glen. We also have ski passes from Aspen Ski Co. So we have a lot of great, great items to be bid on.
And by the way, speaking of winning things, obviously silent auction, you know, you have to write your name down and put a bid down. But there's also a team costume contest that you do every year. So how many prizes will you give out for costumes?
Well, one team wins.
Okay, so
yeah.
one team out of the 33 that's there will win a
yes.
A prize for the best costume.
Yes.
Is it a literacy-related prize?
I think it's more like a Tony Award. It's a musical theme.
Yes, of course. Of course it would be. Silly me. Sponsors of Spellibration this year.
Oh, we're so thankful for our sponsors this year. I'd like to thank Alpine Bank, Bank of Colorado, Gould Construction, Jaywalker Lodge, MPA, Mechanical and Structural Engineering, Two Rivers Productions, and of course, KMTS.
It's our pleasure. So anything else that we have skipped over or that we did not mention because I was too busy focusing on Steve's costume?
No, I'd just like to remind everyone it's not too late to get that spelling team in.
It's the shiny gold on the crown that's, you know, just putting me off.
And all the jewels.
Yes.
One of the things that everybody gets worried about is, you know, this is one of the more intense things you'll ever do this year. When you get that word, all right, Gabe, silhouette. That, and I'm just saying that is a very intense feeling. It really is. It puts you under pressure to remember the H and the O-U-E. I mean, it's really bizarre. But, you know, you're there to have fun. And that's what I'm there for.
And you know, to benefit a couple of great local organizations.
That's
too.
Great. Yes. That's right. It's really a great, great cause that I'm passionate about. And I'm there to help you out to spell your word, but, you know, make you laugh a little bit too. This really is fun.
I like that.
It's one of the more intense things you'll do this year and one of the more fun things.
So SILHOUETTE.
Very good, but you can't be looking at what you wrote down when you spell it.
Seriously?
I'm serious. Oh. That's why it's pressure. It's quite
That's
a trick.
That's not fair.
It's quite a trick to know the word and write it down, but then look away and just do it out of your head.
So you can write it down,
That's
but
right.
you can't look at what you wrote as you're saying it.
That's right. Nor Google it on your cell phone, please.
Yeah, right. That would kind of take all the point out of it. Okay, give me one more.
All right. Everybody knows this word, but how do you spell it? Decaffeinated.
D-E-C-A-F-F. It's like E-I-N-A-T-E-D, isn't it?
Ding, 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 ding.
Did I get it right?
Yay. Very good. Very good.
I see it every morning. I never grab that coffee, but I see it every morning. Again, if you would like to learn more about Spellebration 2019, Broadway to Literacy, Spellebration the Musical, just go to literacyoutreach.org and click events. Again, it happens on Friday, April 5th at 6 p.m. The team deadline is actually this Friday, the 29th. So get those teams together. Again, a maximum of three. It's $200. So about $67 a person. Actually, $66.60, right?
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Literacyoutreach.org.
Yeah, we need to have a math component next year to make it harder.
There you go. Yeah.
I've thought about that.
This coming from the engineer. 945-5282 is the other phone number if you have any questions. Again, it benefits CMC Learning Labs as well as Literacy Outreach. Penny, I hope I did not scare you so much that you're not going to come back next year.
Oh, no, this was fun.
Awesome. Good.
Just as almost as fun as a Spellebration.
Almost. this close. Well, of course, Steve is here to keep us
That's right.
chuckling, right?
That's right. Exactly.
All right. All the best. Talk to you soon. And this year we know KMTS will not win because we're not even fielding a team, sadly. Maybe next year we'll sponsor somebody. So if you're a great speller, get a hold of me. We'll work something out. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.